When the IMF, on the last occasion when they were doing the Article 4 consultations, they were surprised at the low level of indebtedness of the central government to the NIS. It is remarkable in the Caribbean and in international circumstances. Antigua and Barbuda, of its the size of its investment portfolio, 84% of its portfolio is invested in government credits, in government securities and government debts. 84%. Dominica, 34.6%. Grenada, 24%. St. Kitts and Nevis, 49.3%. St. Lucia, 24.7%. Anguilla, 20%. Barbados, 75%. And the Bahamas, 40%. And St. Vincent and the Grenadines, 10.7%. In accordance with the investment policy that we have in the NIS, we put a cap on the percentage of the portfolio which can be invested in central government instruments and debts, and that cap is 25%. In Antigua and Barbuda, there is no cap. In Dominica, there's a 35% cap. Dominica is 34.6%. Their head is right on margin with the cap. Grenada has a 20% cap, but they are 24%. Montserrat is not permitted to lend to the local government, their national security. They are a country of 4,000 persons, maybe 5,000 persons. St. Kitts and Nevis has no cap. Anguilla has no cap. Barbados has no cap. Bahamas has no cap. St. Lucia has a 30% cap. And St. Vincent and the Grenadines has a 25% cap. But we are at 10.7%.